Good morning. High pressure building in behind a departing cool front that brought us scattered showers and thunderstorms yesterday is keeping it dry throughout interior New York and New England, although with some of the moisture added to ground level with those thunderstorms, we have areas of fog this morning in spots. And some locations are seeing visibilities down around a mile or less in thicker fog. That fog will tend to diminish through the morning hours as the sun gets higher in the sky. And with the humidity in place, it's going to be a warm one today and a mix of sun and clouds producing temperatures in the upper 80s to right around 90 degrees on average. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight, another warm and muggy night with high pressure in control, keeping it dry and temperatures dropping back on average in the lower and middle 60s. Tomorrow, hot and humid again, and a mix of sun and clouds, a weak disturbance passing through, may touch off a scattered shower or thunderstorm, but more folks will stay dry tomorrow than wet, and highs will be well up into the 80s to right around 90 degrees. Near 90 again to start the weekend on Saturday. Again, though, with building humidity, a few scattered thunderstorms are possible in the afternoon, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds. A more potent disturbance will head our way for the day on Sunday. Most of the day will be dry. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will become more numerous late in the afternoon and through the evening hours, though. Temperatures on Sunday will reach into the middle and upper 80s. Behind that system on Monday, we'll scour out some of the humidity, increasing sunshine back into the lower 80s, and plenty of sunshine through midweek next week with highs in the lower and middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of the High Plains and Black Hills region. Scattered thunderstorms should develop in the vicinity of a cool front during the course of the afternoon. The potential for severe wind gusts and hail are greatest, with both supercells and small bow echoes possible. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Depression No. 5, which formed in the Central Atlantic Ocean late yesterday. The center of the tropical depression is located 565 miles east of the Windward Islands and moving toward the west near 21 miles per hour. A westward or west-northwestward motion at about the same forward speed is expected during the next couple of days. On the forecast track, the center of the depression should be near the Windward Islands on Friday, where tropical storm watches have been posted. Maximum sustained winds remain near 35 miles per hour with higher gusts. No significant change in intensity is expected today, but some strengthening is possible thereafter. An Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter aircraft is scheduled to investigate the depression later today. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was from Tampa International Airport in Florida at 11:53 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Roanoke, Virginia at 6:39 Eastern Time yesterday morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 35 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 52 degrees with a west wind at 8 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 48 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 4 miles visibility and fog, partly sunny skies and 66 degrees with a dew point of 64, 96% relative humidity, a south wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.86 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 115 degrees at Chandler, Okmulgee, and Enid, all in Oklahoma, to a low of 32 at Truckee, California, and Minden, Nevada. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 90s, Boston mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 80s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature at Albany yesterday, 83 degrees, the low 67, the average temperature 75, that's 3 degrees above normal. Just a trace of rain yesterday, that's the total for the month, which is 13 hundredths below normal, and 20.36 inches for the year, which is 2.46 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 10 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday, that's the total for the month, which is 3 above normal, and 531 for the season, which is 158 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 61. The record high, 97, set in 1975, and the record low, 45, in 1976. Sunrise this morning was at 5:48 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:14 p.m. 14 hours and 26 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, very warm and humid today with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, hot and humid today with highs near 90. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, very warm and humid today with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, very warm and humid today with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, a mix of sun and clouds, very warm and humid today with highs in the upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, hot and humid with a scattered thunderstorm possible, upper 80s. Upper 80s to around 90 on Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds, hot and humid with a scattered thunderstorm again likely late in the day. On Sunday, a better chance at showers and thunderstorms late afternoon and evening, still warm and humid with highs in the mid 80s. Increasing sunshine Monday in the lower 80s and mostly sunny skies on Tuesday and Wednesday with highs both days back into the mid 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.